CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. We'll hear music by Bach, Corelli, Arvo Pärt, Chick Corea, and an interview with Irish guitarist and composer Alan Mearns, recorded in July 2025. We'll start with music by Bach, performed by Alan Mearns. This is the Prelude No. 1 from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Alan Mearns performing Bach's Prelude No. 1 from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Irish guitarist and composer Alan Mearns has been acclaimed for his creative and fresh approach to Bach's music. Next, we'll hear his arrangement of the Prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. In July 2025, I spoke with Alan Mearns about his approach to arranging Bach's music.
You played the Prelude from the first Cello Suite of Bach. And in that one, you add some notes, some inner voices to the original cello score.
Yeah.
Let me play just kind of devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
So Bach's music and, you know, Mozart's and Beethoven, those are kind of considered some of the, you know, the pinnacle artistic and intellectual achievements of mankind.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you've got something like that,
how do you have the nerve?
Yeah, basically. I'm trying to say this respectfully, but also in a kind of a friendly challenge way. How do you feel like you can or add to something?
Yeah, it depends on the medium. It depends on what you're dealing with. So my idea is, it wasn't like I was cognitively setting out, like, let me write this as if Bach was writing for the guitar or the lute. It was just kind of something that occurred. You know, so when I would do creative work, it's not like I'm thinking, like when I met my wife, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I have to find a wife. You know, it was like I just fell into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things started to happen. So there's that, but there's also the medium, and perhaps, you know, Bach obviously is like the sun. If there's a solar system of musical composers, he would be like the sun, right? But it's more like I would do that out of more respect for Bach, I think, to be honest. So the idea of just playing the notes that the cello plays to me on the guitar would be kind of absurd. To me, it doesn't sound good.
Performing his arrangement of Bach's Prelude from the First Cello Suite. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We'll hear more from Alan Mearns later in the program, but next is Corelli's Folius Variations, performed on guitar and harpsichord by Franz and Deborah Halage. Thank you. Corelli's Variations on the Folius theme, performed on guitar and harpsichord by Franz and Deborah Halage. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. The musical form of the chaconne is similar to the theme and variations form, except that the chaconne is a set of variations on a chord progression instead of a melodic theme. The most famous chaconne is by Bach from his second violin partita. Alan Mearns recorded his arrangement, and he spoke about the piece.
When I first moved to America, I was about 16, and there was actually an orchestral violinist. He was amazing. He loved classical guitar, and he loved Christopher Parkening. And I hadn't heard Christopher Parkening or the chaconne, but he sat me down and played this Christopher Parkening recording of the chaconne, and I'd never heard it, and I was just like blown away. I was very moved, you know, just hearing the chaconne for the first time. And then I stumbled upon Gustav Leonhardt's playing his chaconne arrangement live, which was kind of mind-blowing. And I was like, oh, he's playing in the same key as me. And it's also the key of the Passion of St. John. And then there's these various kind of philosophical tie-ins with the death, the crucifixion and stuff with the chaconne that many people theorize about. And it's very intimately linked with his death of his wife, too. There's a lot of strange circumstantial things. It's when he wrote it was when his wife died. And then within its structure, it has these very strange things. Like, so the first minor section of the chaconne, it would have been 33 variations, which is like the life of Christ, the crucifixion kind of way. And then there's also the age of his wife when she died. Maria Barber was 33 when she died as well.